here we go.
Tits. Hi everybody, welcome back to the Sugar Tits channel. You know, us women's have come a long way in sports. There was a time where we couldn't even play sports professionally. Bitch couldn't get her hands on a pair of good balls to save her life. Now women are playing professionally, they're getting paid for it, they've got sponsors, they're broadcast live all around the world to play with a pair of balls. And I'm not talking about only clams, real sports. Although the only clams bitches probably still make way more money. You can do it, ladies, you don't need no man paying your way. Take ownership of your body and your sexuality and become an online thotty only clams bitch. Slay, girl, slay. Fucking morons. So we've come far enough for women to make some money, playing some sports, bashing a few balls around. But I'll tell you what we have not come far enough for. A female-only sports bar that only shows female sports to thrive and remain successful.
Women are certainly a rarity in here. The policy is that they're not encouraged into the public bar. Do you object to me being served alongside you here, sir?
Yes,
sir?
Yes,
sir? You don't mind me being here, do you?
I do. So why should you be next to me?
You're afraid of women.
Let up.
What would you do, sir, if women walked in here en masse?
Walk out.
I'd appreciate it.
Well, you'd walk out, would you?
My word.
Public bar is for the public.
One of your public is molesting me while you're talking. Could you just take your hand away from me, sir?
Stop my hand, it's under my finger.
Well, just remove your finger, will you? And I can go on.
Well, you asked us what happens when a woman comes in.
Turn it up.
Let up, Bill.
I won't let up.
She asked what happens when a woman comes in, and I'm showing her.
First ever women's sports bar in Australia closes after 5 months. We couldn't hold on any longer. No shit. Poor bitches. A women's sports bar opened with much fanfare and enthusiasm, but just a few months later, it's had no choice but to call last drinks. The first women's sports bar to open in Australia has closed down just a few months after launching with much fanfare.
I'm on Sydney's iconic Oxford Street. I'm outside a bar that's unlike anywhere I've ever been. Let's check it out. The Ladies League exclusively shows women's sport on its TVs. They've got the Matildas, NRLW, AFLW, basically any sport that ends in W.
The Ladies League opened at a prime spot in Sydney's bustling Oxford Street in August, but unfortunately announced its closure soon afterwards on New Year's Day. On New Year's Day! That's like the busiest fucking time of the year. How shithouse must this business have been to have closed on New Year's Day? They even had all of the holidays. It's summer down here. People want to be out and about. And they closed down mid-summer. And we're Aussies. We love a good fucking drink. Even if it comes with a side of box watching and rug munching. Put a beer in front of us and we're there. The atmosphere in this place must have been so virtue signal toxic that a lesbian would rather eat a cock-flavoured lollipop than drink a beer there. Actually, something tells me that place was packed full of lesbians on the odd occasion when it did have a crowd.
Let's check it out.
The venue posted on social media on Wednesday night that it was with a heavy heart they would not be opening their doors again. As a women's sports bar... Oh no, that's probably not right. It's probably more like, as a women's sports bar, we excelled. That's the butcher's voice I can muster up for you. The Ladies League wrote, adding that they had great turnouts at Matilda's Sydney FC and Grand Final games. That's the women's Olympic soccer team. And I don't know why everyone made such a fuss over this team during the women's soccer Grand Final down here in Australia. They praised them like they were the goddesses of soccer balls, but they came fucking third. Unfortunately, it is outside of live games that we felt the struggle, as much as many other hospitality venues in this economic climate. Yeah, it was the economic climate that stifled you. I'm not saying it's great at the moment. Yeah, it's shit. But when you come up with the most moronic idea of catering to something that would only appeal to a tiny little fraction of the population in creating a business that only shows women's sports, you're shooting yourself in the dick, or the vag, if you will. We knew we had a fantastic product on offer. The delusion. But unfortunately, as a small business, we couldn't hold on any longer to try any new approaches. Maybe like showing some blokes playing sports, that would have been a good start. I mean, you'd have to compete with all the already established sports bars around the area that promise environments free from irritating, virtue signaling, inclusion yay, vegan-esque, fucktard types. I mean, this place, it just sounds like the worst place ever to want to have a beer, to want to try and sit down, relax, and have a beer. The Ladies League was founded and run by 34-year-old Rose Valenti, who also runs a digital-only sports publication with the same name.
Hi, I'm Rose Valenti. I am the founder of the Ladies League, and welcome. I love the women's sport community, and the further I got more into the women's sport community specifically, and the more I learned about it, I knew there was a demand for something like this.
LOL!
You know, you go to a bar, pub, anything, it's hard enough to even watch the A-League men's. Never mind if you ask them, hi, can I watch the A-League women's?
You don't mind me being here, do you?
I do.
Then they've got absolutely no idea what channel that's on.
Miss Valenti told media she drained her savings and even sold her investment property to fund the bar. Oh my God. This is why they didn't let a bitch have control of money back in the day. What a phenomenally stupid idea to sink all your money into this business. Into this kind of incredibly unpopular business. I mean, it's so specific. It's like, I'm going to put all my money into a business that makes bras for men. Or a social app for women where they can take pictures of their shits and send them around to all their friends. It's just a batshit crazy unpopular idea. She scored a prime spot in the heart of Darlinghurst at a two-story 80-seat venue which she decorated with a black and pink colour scheme. Banks weren't keen on extending her a loan. No, they fucking weren't.
Well, maybe if I asked to borrow a bit less, I don't know.
Computer says no.
Miss Valente has previously said they found the venture too risky. And you didn't listen to them, did you, love? The banks were fucking outright telling you, this is a retarded idea, bitch. Don't do it. And you still ignored them, the money professionals. But she managed to fundraise from her loyal base of readers and others keen on the novel concept. Idiots. Hundreds of fans spent money on foundation memberships to get their names written on one of the upstairs walls, and at the same time, other fans sponsored particular areas of the bar, tables, benches, and even toilet cubicles. Oh, well, that's wonderful. You get to see your name written on a toilet cubicle while you're busy starting a scissor fire with some other lezzy bitch, taking respite from all that scintillating chicks water polo. The plan was to show live women's sport matches and, in the quiet periods, display replays of women's games. Replays of women's games. Oh my God. I love sports, okay? I watch a lot of sports for a chick. Right now it's tennis season here in Australia and I'm watching the Australian Open. And I've got nothing against the chicks playing, but I would rather watch the men playing tennis because I feel like when I switch over the channel to the chicks playing, it's like watching a watered down version of the dudes playing. It's like slower, less athletic, less powerful. Essentially, it's like the diet beer of sports. I'm like, why the fuck am I drinking this when I could be having the full strength shit? I didn't crack open a can of beer to get slightly wasted. Men were also welcome to the pub, but for some bloody reason none of them wanted to show up. And Miss Valente said she was open to showing a men's game if that was what her patrons wanted. That's what all sports patrons want. You're crazy, bitch. The venue boasted 6 TVs and one big screen with a bar section downstairs and a viewing lounge upstairs for the rowdier customers. A lot of finger popping and scissoring going up in there, I'll tell you what. Miss Valente's The Ladies League was part inspired by Australia's deficit in women's sport viewing and coverage, which accounts for only 12 to 15% of screen time, according to the latest research. And you thought it would be a good idea to invest all your money into a business that caters to the tiny little 12 to 15%. Now, apparently, she thought this was going to be a great idea because there are other businesses like this in the world. There's one in Portland, Oregon. There's one in California, of course. One in Ireland. There are at least three other places like this in the world. Why couldn't she do it? The sports bra, oh my God, opened in Portland, Oregon and made $1 million in revenue in its first year of operation, also sparking other similar venues to pop up around the country. Tell me, does Portland, Oregon have a lot of lesbians? Is that a big lesbian town?
In Portland, Oregon, people aren't afraid to try things, like opening a sports bar that exclusively plays women's sports.
I built it and they came.
If you want to try something too, try something Portland.
Australians were excited at the prospect of the bar, with social media buzz and many vowing to travel from neighbouring states to check it out. Bullshit. It's a gimmick, isn't it? It's like going to a theme park that's just opened up. Everyone's all excited and they're like, oh wow, that's new and different, I'm gonna go check that out. And then they never fucking come back because they've experienced it once. That's what your bar was, a gimmick. Others predicted that it would give way and become a full-blown LGBTQ bar, given its location on the Oxford Street Strip.
Might be a women's only sports bar, but anyone can come.
We're only showing women's sports, so if you like women's sports, you come here, you can watch it. Straight, lesbian, bi, whatever you are, if you're a woman, if you're trans, if you're a man, you can still come here and you can still enjoy the game.
Oh, okay, so she actually did put this bar in an area where it should have had some success. That just goes to show how shithouse of an idea this was. When even the butchy lezzers don't want to come to your bar to watch chicks playing football or ping pong, they can watch ping pong shows from the comfort of their own bedrooms. That just tells you how bad of an idea this was.
Women's sport is more popular than ever in Australia, and this is the first permanent spot to enjoy it.
The Ladies League wants others to carry on the mantle and doesn't want its experience to put others off. Nah, I think people might prefer not losing all their money. We hope this doesn't discourage anyone from opening a similar concept in the future. The support we felt from the community was amazing, the bar wrote. Not enough support to keep you open. Thank you each and everyone who has visited us or showed support online. And there you go. 5 months. They were open for 5 months before they had to shut down. Crazy. Well, thank you all for watching. Remember to check me out on Rumble, BitChute, or Twitter. Don't open a female-only sports bar. And I'll see you in the next video. Tits out, everyone.
Tits.